Okay. Gemara has a suffix. What's the din of the Yorish to Mevatel Rishos? So I'm not going to talk about that. What's the din of the Yorish in the Bittel? I'm going to talk about what's the Hanacha of the Gemara that when there's a Yorish, the Rishos is Aser. So it says that Be'etzem, one could have said that once the Yorish, if you come into Shabbos and there's a Chatzar with all the Bnei Chatzar, one of them dies, so the Rishos should become Mutter. He's not there anymore. So, Ataka Rashi says, the Mashal, in the Gemara before, when the Gemara is talking about that if you have to Mevatel Cholacha Ve'echad, so Gemara says, Dahava Umes, there was one that was Mevatel to two, and then one of them dies, or before. So Rashi says that there's a case that there's a mace, and there's no Yerushim. So if there's no Yerushim, the Chatzah becomes Mutter, because he was here before, and it would become Mutter, the Chatzah. So the Gemara here assumes that when there's a Yerush, that the Yerush asers. So we want to talk about what's the Mahalach here that the Yerush asers the Rishos. So Kiyadua, there's a Machlikis in the Rishonim. What's the Oifen that the Yerush asers the Rishos according to what we know in Halacha, that according to Reb Shimon, you only ask the Rishos if you're Darin the Rishos. So Toises, Shitas, Toises, the Rosh, Ran, other Rishonim, hold that you only ask the Rishos if he's Nimtza inside the Rishos. These two Toises in both Neman like that. That Toises that the Yerush has to come into the Rishos in order to Aser. Uchagoyin Shaba HaYerush Lod Rishon B'Shabbos Dim Loi Kein Loi Boi Bittal Da Loi Boi Bittal Rishos Would Mota Da B'Kumei Beis HaTeven U'Beis HaBokar The Loi Asar K'da Amar We said later. That's Shitas HaToises and the Rosh and others. The Rashba Kiyadua was Shakar Kari and then, but the Rashba in the end is Masik La'alacha that Elafil Loi Ba Yerush Lader Boy Ba'is HaShabbos It's also Lefi Shekvar Nesar L'Miktas HaShabbos. Since we're talking about at the beginning of Shabbos, the Yerush, the Moirish was in the Chatzar and he did not make an Erev. So Memela, his Rishos is Nasar. Since his Rishos is Nasar, so Memela, even if he dies and there's no Yerush that's living there, then it would be, it's also even if he's not living there. Because the Nasara. So I first wanted to break down what's this Machlokes in the Rishonim to the Rashba and the other Rishonim. Now in the Shitas HaToisvus, in the Shitas HaToisvus, there's a Machlokes in the Achronim, the Karnirim, the Marsha. This HaToisvus assumes that if a person dies and his Yerush lives outside the Chatzar, even if he dies in the middle of Shabbos, so is that, does that show me that Hu Adin, if a person, according to Reb Shimon, if a person himself would leave the Chatzar in the middle of Shabbos, what would be the Din? So the Marsha says, the Chayr of Toises says that one that dies in the middle of Shabbos is Matir the Rishos if his Yerush doesn't live there. So Hu Adin, if he himself would move out of the Rishos on Shabbos, it would be Matir the Rishos. Because what's the difference whether he dies and the Yerush is not living there or he himself is not living there? And the Karnir Aim speaks out in Toisves that no, it's very Choluk. Maybe if he himself would move out, it would be Aser. It would remain Aser the whole Shabbos. But if he himself would if he dies and the Yerush is not there, then it's Mutter. The Lashon of the Karnir Aim. Because Vatam Da'af De'Bemeis B'Shabbos Sagi Anim Shum Da'Vidir B'Loi Ba'ilim Vaday. Ava B'Holach, he was already Karnidira, and it's not Nekar. It's like a Nesra. So, l'cha'ira, we could break down the shita. If you go with the Marsha, and if you go with the Marsha, I think it's going to be mashmal later in the Rebbe Kibbeh, went like that also, that basically it could be a very simple inyan. That essentially, just like if someone leaves in the middle of Shabbos, it's aser. I mean, it becomes mutter. And but if he comes back, it's Choyzev Anes, because there was no Hutra. So Memela Shabbos Shotra Mitchilasa Yisotelcha Shabbos. So if he started off Shabbos outside the Chatzer, so he doesn't have a Dira Yisaris over there. So Memela it stays Motel Shabbos even if he comes back. But if he leaves the middle of Shabbos and comes back, then Lachaira the Isser is Mikayach because it was also at the beginning of Shabbos. And Memela, even though it becomes Motel in the middle because he left, so he's Mavatel's Dira, but now he comes back, it's Aser. So Yerush is essentially the same thing. That a Yerush takes over the, is continuing the Rishos, they're taking over the Rishos of the Moirish. And Mela, basically the Misa doesn't do much except for Shtelling Avek that he's not Dar there anymore. So he's not Dar there, but the Boim Mikaychai are Dar there. So now that the Boim Mikaychai are Dar there, since it was also in the beginning of Shabbos, even if it became Mutter when he was not Dar there anymore, but now that he comes back, it's Nesar Mikaych that he's coming back, and the Boim Mikaychai are now continuing and they're being Dar in the Rishos. Let's say you could say. And in Hanami, it's not going to blive mutter because there's no hutra. But basically, if this would all happen in the beginning of Shabbos, it would be mutter because it would be hutra. It's all totally in hutra not. So according to that, mahalach, it would be a pretty, you could say, simple. But according to the Karnei Eim, it sounds like Misa is doing a lot more than that. Since like Misa is not just making that there's a bittel to his being dar there, that you don't see him living there, and the boy Mikaychai are just living there. It sounds like it's not just he moved out, it's a bittel to the whole dira. I did the Misa. So that shita would be reminiscent of the shita of the Rishteltsu, maybe the Lashon of the Rishonim, the Olam Sab in the Sugi before the Havo Mis. The Rishonim, the Ran, Rabbeinu Peretz, that they say a strong lashon over there. They ask this kasha, "Bim toimar," this is lashon of the Ran, "b'chi hava umis nami may hava." If he was there and then he died, may hava. The nesa lemiktas Shabbos. Sort of be what the kasha is exactly, but they ask some sort of neser over here. So he says, "Lav kushahi." Meaning, it's not a din necessarily that it's chal isr in the chutz, it's blibes isr not. V'zeh shemeis, that's yishtang tzu from there. V'zeh shemeis, v'nistalik rishusai, in l'chabitol rishus godom mizeh. So I understood what he's saying here, is that he's saying a very sharp word, that Misa is a siluk of the whole rishus completely. Misa is a siluk of the whole rishus, that there's no mechayiv to see an isr here at all. There's no dira here of an oyser. The misa of the moirish is mevatel is rishus in the chatzah completely. So mela, there's no rishus ha'yseres. There's no rishus ha'yseres over here, and since there's no rishus ha'yseres, so he's not showing to bittel that it's working with the mechanics of bittel. He's just showing to a concept. If you would say that neser means that it's like a muktzah, I don't know. It stays like that the whole Shabbos. So then. I don't know if this would work because the Chatzar had on it a Chalois Shem Isser. But you see, that's not like that. So here also, so since not like that, so Mamela, it's Nishtana, the whole Chatzar, and the whole Machayev for the Dira of the Moirish is gone, he's dead, and Mamela, his Dira is Batel's Nistalka. And Ramin Peretz. So good, so then the Rishus is Batel. It's not just that he moved out, it's not just he doesn't live in his Rishus, he doesn't have a Rishus to Aser. The whole Rishus becomes Motor. So obviously the Kasha on that is, so then what's the Yerush doing? That was our kasha we started with. So what's the problem with the Yerush? So somewhere or other, the Yerush is like a new Rishus HaYisaris. And maybe that's what you would say. And basically, the Rishus of the Yerush is like a new Rishus HaYisaris over here. And obviously, if that's true, obviously you need him to move in for Shabbos, because if he's not here, he himself won't aser. But basically, it's the Rishus of the Yerush himself asering, because the Rishus of the Moirish is Batel. And Mimela, he's asering himself. That's what we would say. Now, well, you could have a new Rishus on Shabbos. What's wrong with having a new Rishus on Shabbos?
It's called
you mean you're asking from the Sugi of Ger? Okay. So that's how you learn your version. Yeah. Okay. Good. So that's a good kasha. So you're saying it's modna to say that it's a brand new thing.
Also, the Erev of the Av works.
So first of all, the Erev of the Av works. but even sharper than that, is that the Ran asks Akasha, the Ran says a beferish, because the Ran himself asks Akasha, brings the Akasha from the Ravid. And when the Gemara is looking for a case of Kol Shehutal Mikzas Shabbos, Hutal Shabbos Kulai, so he says, what's the case of Hutal Mikzas Shabbos? They're Irvu Devach HaPesach V'Nistam HaPesach. So Frek the Ravid, why don't we say a case, that they were Irvu, that the Moirish was Me'arev, and then he dies. And Memela and the Yerush doesn't come back into the Chatzar. So why don't we say that case is a case of Hutar Lemiktas Shabbos, Hutar L'Chala Shabbos. So the Ran...
It was Mis Erev Shabbos?
What?
It was Mis Erev Shabbos.
No, he was Mis on Shabbos. So and the Yerush didn't move in. What? No, even if he moved in, what? Right. So he made an Erev and he died. He made an Erev and he died. So the Ravid said, why don't we say that? Zuck the Ran and the Yerush, I don't know if it matters, like you're saying. I don't know if it matters he moved in. Because he made an Erev. Alpha Bisha Yeah, even if he's there, it doesn't matter. So he says, Ola Didi Loi Kasha, the Ha Gavna Pshita, the Shari. So he says Mefurish over here that he's getting the Rishus of the Moirish. He's not answering on his own. So we have to understand over here the Svar of the Ran. On the one hand, he's Mashma that is Baltim the Rishus of the Moirish. On the other hand, here it sounds like we're going with the Rishus of the Moirish. So you have to, and to say anyway, it's a new Isser. Is Sarkbir. But this is the Mahalach would be, basically, we could say, is that we're already being more, it's not so posh like that, but more or less, that maybe that the Yisoid, what the Ran and those Rishonim are saying, according to the Tzad and Toiz, that you need to come back, because it's you're downing with the Rishos of the Yerush, and therefore, obviously, he has to come back to Aser. Now, Lumazeh, in the Rashba, so there's a lot of different ways to say the Rashi. I'm saying one way, I know there's other ways, but let me just say my get at my thought over here. So everyone's gonna have their report to how to say the Rashi. So the Rashba brings down a kasha from the Ravid. The Rashba brings down the kasha of the Ravid. And this Rashba Shita is Nesra. But I don't understand where's that coming from. You just say Nesra because it's also The Rashba brings out Akasha from the Ravid, or no, Havana from the Ravid, that when the Moirish dies, then the way that it works is that it blibes Ki'ilu, he was Mevatel Rishusai, to the Yerush, and the Yerush has it, Peteras, Bitul Rishus from the Moirish. Okay. So he asks, good. So he's here, Peteras, that the Moirish was Mevatel Rishusai to him. So then he asks Akasha that if he only has it Bitoras, Bitul Rishus, so then how is he allowed to go and be Mevatel? What's it said in the Gemara? That he could go be Mevatel Acherim? L'chaira, we already learned that let's say Shiyusa by Chatzer, that if you only Mevatel to one, it doesn't work. And since the Chatzer is not Mutter, why is the Chatzer not Mutter? Because L'chaira, the Bitul, was only Rishus, was a bit of Rishus, i.e. the Misa, was only Chal to the Yerush. So the rest of the Chatzar are Aser. Why are the rest of the Chatzar Aser? The rest of the Bnei Chatzar are Aser, Mikoyach, the Rishus of the Moirish still. The Rishus of the Moirish Aser is the rest of the Bnei Chatzar. The Yerush is not Aser after that, because they were Mevatel to the Moirish was Mevatel to the Yerush. But how could he go ahead and Choyzel Mevatel to him? And then he's Shakal Vatari. Maybe he doesn't have a Bitaris Bittel. Maybe he has a Bitaris Bittel. At the end, V'yesh Lema, when he answers, so I'm understanding is what he's saying. He's still really going to be Yisoyde with the Ravid. But he's trying to answer this point of how is he going ahead and being Mevatel Lacharini. So he says, really, that the Pshat is he's not only here. He's not only here B'koyach that he has it Al Tzabitl from the father. He has it B'koyach of B'nokar Davua of the father, that he's mamish like Mamam Koyma of the father. Reyukav mamish Dekar Davua. And he's not only here B'teras Abitl. But he didn't get the whole Rishus of the father. And therefore, the Rishus of the father still asers the rest of the B'nai Chatzar like it did before. Oh. Then he says, is that only when he comes in? And then he says, no, there's a Nesra, and there's just the and therefore the other B'nai Chatzar are also, even if the Yerush doesn't come in. What's Mashma in the Rashba, Linyanein over here, is that the Koyach Ha'oiser in the Chatzar is still the Koyach of the Av. It's the Koyach of the Moirish in the Chatzar that's not bottle. The Koyach of the Moirish of the Chatzar is not bottle. When he dies, he shtel the fact that there was a dira, his dira was in the chatzar. It was a dira that asered them. And the dira that since it asered them, it continues to aser them. And I don't care about the yoyrish, really. We'll see later, also Klar. But I don't care about the yoyrish. The yoyrish is not what's making the problem. What's making the problem is 100% the rishos of the moyrish. The rishos of the av is still kayim in the chatzar.
Even if there's no yoyrish, he misses a
guy. Oh. So he says Klar, yeah. Because later on the Rashba says, Lu'umazeh, if a goy dies, Lamashal, if a goy dies, so then the Rashba said, if a goy dies, he says, then it's bottle the whole dira, it's kilu, never had a dira, because the whole dira is a shvacha dira to begin with.
Oh, and there's a
yerush. So it's only when the rishus of the goy is bottle, and that's when you have a kain asfar, like we said before, that the rishus of the mayrish is gone. But kol zman that the rishus of the but that's by a guy, but by a yid who has a dira in the chotzer, the dira of the chotzer is not nisbatel aydei misa, and we still have the rishus of the moirish in the chotzer. What's the difference if there's yerush or no yerush? That's a very zaitiga point. He says later that if there's a ger shemes, so he says over there when there's no yerushim, the reason it's mutter is because it's like a bittul to all of them, not just a bittul to the Yerush. The bittul of the Yerush is not making the problem. The problem is that there is a Rishus you have to deal with. The question is, how do you deal with the Rishus? So if the pshat is no Yerush, so then what does a bittul to everyone mean? Bittul to everyone means that he doesn't shter anybody. He has a Rishus, but it's like his Rishus, he was mabatul, that his Rishus won't shter them. But it's not bittul the Rishus, it's still, maybe like we have bittul could be used to have a dira in the bias even. A bittul just means that his rishus doesn't shter them from using it. If there's a yoyrish, since he's b'makom ha'av, so now they can't use the rishus of the av because he's here. So memela, he makes it that the bittul is not chal to them. But the yisoyd of the iser in the chatzar is the rishus of the moyrish in the chatzar. The yoyrish is not creating the problem. The problem is still here from the av. The problem is 100% still here from the av. The difference between yoyrish and not yoyrish is only that if there's a yoyrish, so then they can't use it b'taras bittul. And if there isn't a yoyrish, then everyone has the bittul equally. This is chur mevur. It's going to chap a major nafkamina in the sugya of goy. The Rashi was mevur, the whole point of the sugya of yoyrish, of ger, is only about who got the rishus of the yoyrish first? Who got the rishus of the yerush first? So if he died Erev Shabbos, and then someone was zoich in it, so zok the Rash, but it's not a bittul to all b'nei chatzar, because the guy that got it, lemafreya huvrar, that was his the whole time. So he's taking over the rishus of the goy. And if not, if he died on Shabbos, then all the b'nei chatzar have it. It's a shaila, where's the rishus of the ger? But the rishus of the ger is betzim still kaim, and that's the rishus, that's the yisoid of the iser. So according to the Rashba, the yisoid of the iser of the yoyrish is not mikoyach so much the yoyrish, it's the koyach of the av. And memela, that's why he could have nesra. Nesra means that the koyach of the av that was here Erev Shabbos is still kaim in the chatzar, and memela, it's nesra the whole Shabbos. That's the yisoid. It's not just Nesra because it was also before. It's only passes that to say Nesra because the Rashba's going that you still see the koyach of the moirish in the chatzah.
It's not because it's yerish.
So because even if there's no Yerush, he's coming on that it's a bittul to chol echad v'echad, meaning to say that they're taking over his rishus, midin bittul. But it's not that his rishus is gone. You need to come on to that. So and that's why he learns the whole sugi of ger that way, different than the other Yishayim. You see, in the Niran, the sugi of ger is not about that. Once the ger dies, if there's no Yerush, there's no Isser. There's no Isser, really. So the only shail of ger is if it was a chal hutra or not. It was a chal hutra ideh misa, it wasn't chal hutra ideh misa. A new guy coming in, is a hutra, is a not hutra. That's where the Ran and seems to learn the sugi. But the like this. Okay. So Mimela,
how does a dead man maintain a deer?
So that's a good question. So either it's a local thing in Shabbos. I don't know if this is a Yesh Noichlandika thing. Maybe this is because he had a deer Erev Shabbos. Okay, but in Shabbos Chazon has already told us. What? Huh?
Grave.
Huh?
She said it's registered in his name still.
Oh, so you want to say it's like a probate situation?
I'm saying Lagabi Erev Shabbos. Right. I'm saying it is. It's quite strange, but it could be that if it's like that for Shabbos, then once it was nikva like that for Shabbos, then he had a deer for Shabbos. And that's the deer that we have to deal with. We have to deal with the fact that there was a person here that shtal devek that for Shabbos we have to deal with him. Now, like the Chazon Ish said, that the Isser and the Heter of this is not so much Chosh Mishpat. I don't know. This whole thing is not telling Chosh Mishpat who owns it, technically.
Yeah, but not Chosh Mishpat is worse. Klavi Erechaim, because there's no dar.
But he was dar here.
But he's not here anymore.
Yeah, but he had a deer here that we have to reckon with. So, the okay. So now the so it would come out that the Yisoid in the, you could say very simply, is that the Yisoid of the Isser of the Chotzer in the Rashba's world is coming mikoyach the Rishus of the Av. That's where the Yisoid of the Isser, the Rishus of the Av that was out, that asered the Bnei Chotzer, is still asering the Bnei Chotzer. It's not coming mikoyach the Rishus of the Yerush and the Ran, the other Mahalach, is that it's coming from the Rishus of the Moirish, of the Yairish.
The body is still in the house.
There's no Kfar on Shabbos, you're saying.
And if he was in a hospital, it wouldn't be nicer in the first place.
Maybe wait until the hospital on
Shabbos.
They didn't do that. He kept Chalitz in his pocket. Okay. I want to go back into understanding that, so we said there's a tzad in the Rashba, but that the Ikur Yisrael of the Isra is the Rishus of the Moirish and the Marsha, the Karnirei, the Marsha, and is Mahalach and Toysis is that really the Yorish is just continuing the dira of the, nothing really happened through the Misa. The Ikar, the thing that happened through the Misa is that we don't see him being dar there. And now the Yorish comes in, he's continuing being dar there like before. The other Mahalach, the Karnirei, the Ran, this Mahalach, that it seems like that there was a bittel to the dira, to the complete dira of the Yorish, of the Moirish when he dies. So, how's it shaykh that on the one hand you need the Yorish, on the other hand you're still dining with the Rishus of the Moirish? So like this. There is a the Magen Avraham, Shin Ayin Aleph. There's two seifim. There's four seifim, but that are nagia. But there's a loch in Siv Beis. The loch in Siv Beis talks about Yisrael ben Chatzazu, Shahalach Lishbois b'chatzacheres. So a guy lived in a chatzar and he left for Shabbos. Ve'ein daita lachzar, v'achakach nimlach b'shabbos v'chazar, eina oiser. Someone left before Shabbos, even if he comes back, he doesn't aser. The Magen Avraham explains why. Since he was a siach mi liboy, v'avli Shabbos shehutro, v'shuv lo te aser. So he seems to be invoking the klal of hutra. And he's saying, because it was hutra, so memela, that's why, if the person would come back now, he doesn't aser. But he needs this klal of hutra. Sounds like, let's say, someone, Machzis Shekel says, it sounds like, if someone would leave and come back on Shabbos, it would aser. It's based on the klal of hutra. And that's, so how do you make hutra? The kvar yisiach mi liboy. So since he was yisiach mi liboy, havali Shabbos shehutra. Okay. In Sif Hei, in Sif Dalet, when he's talking about Ardin, so he's talking about, you have someone in the Chatzar, he did not make an Erev, so the start of Shabbos is Aser. Then he died, and the Yerush comes in, the Yerush Asers. So we would say, why does Yerush Aser? Like we spoke out from the Marsha, because it was never Hutra. So the Yerush Asers, because it was never Hutra. So Mamela, the Yerush comes in, he's Dar there, he Asers. The Magen Avraham says, in Sifkatan Hay, Tibididei, this Yerush, Lo Yarmina Sheisiach Miliboy, he was not Mesiach Miliboy. Only the Bailim that lives here Erev Shabbos and left, on him there's a Siach Meliboy. But the Yerush, since he never started here at the beginning of Shabbos, he was not Mesiach Meliboy, and therefore when he comes back, it's Aser. Sounds like, from the Magen Avraham, sounds like that if he would have been Mesiach Meliboy, then he wouldn't be able to Aser when he comes back. So, Frecht Bekiveger, two questions on this Magen Avraham. The first question is, what are you saying that Erev Shabbos, he was not Mesiach Meliboy? He didn't even own it in the first place. He was just the Yerush. The father was living there. It's only talking about he was a Goyis Erev Shabbos. I mean, how does he, why would he be not have been Mesiach Meliboy coming into Shabbos if he didn't even live there in the first place? It was 100% by the father. Question number one. Question number two, Frecht Bekiveger, that B'chlo, why does he need the svar? The whole reason he needed the svar before Mesiach Meliboy is because it was Hutra. So he had to make that if he was not Mesiach Meliboy, then it wouldn't be chal like that. But over here, Frecht Bekiveger was also at the beginning of Shabbos. It was also at the beginning of Shabbos. So even if he was Mesiach Meliboy, who cares? It was also at the beginning of Shabbos. Now he comes back, let him answer. It was never Hutra L'chatzer. Those are the two kashas of Bekiveger. You could add on another question that question. It's complicated. Okay. So there's a Bach over here. The Bach, the Magen Avraham seems to be going out darker, so a Bach a little bit. So the Bach tries to understand, what is this Shitas HaRosh? Then on the one hand, if you need him to come back, so it sounds like we care about the Yerush. But on the other hand, if we care about him, if Tzarkla, he says that there's a Shus Av. There's Shus Av. When there's Shus Av, we need the Yerush to come back. Vaistois, Dr. Bach, if he wouldn't come back, the Shus Av became Niter, because he died and there's no one living there. So if it became Niter, you should have if it stays Aser the whole time, even if the Yerush doesn't come back, good, that's the Rashba that I understand. It stays Aser. If Ayidei the Misa, okay, it was Nitar. So Havalei Dira Bolei Bailim. So Tzarchin, okay, Afim Boy Yerush B'Shabbos Lodri Mam Lo Ye Oyser. Because he also says, Yisiyach Meliba Medir Azub, Achnas Shabbos. You know what that means. So he has this kasha, basically. So how does he ask her when he comes back? He seems to also have this question. How does he ask her when he comes back? And so, Chloim, the Das HaRosh, Kivin de Machnosos Shabbos, Kishahoya Chai, Veloy Irev, Nesar HaChotzer. Really, the Chotzer became Osir because he lived there and needed to make an Erev. Af api dachakach meis, Mikomokum, Kivin de Boha Yerush, Lodri Moim, Choyzer, Isser, Veneir. So it's Choyzer Isser Veneir. So it sounds like it's not a new Isser, it's Choyzer Veneir. That's what he says. So, L'chaira, we could say that, sounds like this, that we were saying before that if the Rishus of the Meirish is bottled through the Misa, so then L'chaira, when the Yerush comes back, he's creating a new Isser. It's a simple, that's bottled and he's brand new. So, L'chaira, hear what they're saying, or you say there was never Baltad Rishos of the Yerush, he's like Rashba, that he's still Kasser, or you need at least that he's coming back to be Dar there. Okay, like the Marshal, you're ready. But they're saying a new thing over here. What they're saying seems to be like this. What they're saying is that La'olam, you could say that when there's no, when the Marsh dies, so because he's not being Dar there anymore, so it's not just like he moved out. When he leaves, it's takachal, like the Ron says, it's a siluk from the chotzer. It's really a siluk from the chotzer, be'etzim. But when the koyach of the Yerush over here is that the Yerush could see to it that I did the Misa, the Meirish didn't leave the Chatzar. That even though the Meirish leaves the Chatzar if he dies below Yerushim, but when there are Yerushim, the Yerush is now here and he's a Kiyum of the, we see him as now a Kiyum of that Rishos of the Av. So, like this, when the Magen Avraham says, that the when he comes back, he was lo yisiyam liboy. So Rabbi Kiviga asked, first of all, he wasn't yisiyam liboy because he didn't have an Erev Shabbos. And number two, what do I care? Because the chatzar wasn't hutra anyway. L'chayr the pshat is like this, that. When the Magen Avraham says that he was a Siyam Aliboy, how do we know he's not a Siyam Aliboy? Because he wasn't a Khan Vahalachlai. He doesn't mean at the beginning of Shabbos he was a Siyam Aliboy. He means right now, when the Meirish dies. When the Meirish dies, then we see that the Yerush is not a Siyam Aliboy and he's coming back. So since he's coming back, then Gufa, the Misa of the Av, is not Mesalik the Meirish from the Chotzer. So Mamela, we could see that the Rishos of the Meirish is still Kaim over here because his Yerush is coming back to live in it. So since he's coming back to live in it, so it's not a bittul to the Rishos of the Yerush else right now. So Rabbi Kviger is asking, Shabbos he didn't think about. We're not talking about Shabbos, we're talking right now. He's not Mesiyam Aliboy. If he would be Mesiyam Aliboy, it's not so much that it would be Chal Hutra. If it would be a Siyam Aliboy, then he wouldn't be here. Then the Misa would have been Materit. Then the Misa of the Av would be Mater, because now there's no Marishus Marish. Marishus Marish is gone. There's no Yerush here. The Yerush is coming back later. He was already Misiyam Aliboy, so he's not a Hemshech anymore of the Dira of the Marish and the Chatzar. So if the Marish dies below Yerushim, the Ran says it's a seal completely. And the Ran's talking over there when the Yerush is not in the Chatzar. He says later, it's pretty clear, he's talking, that he's not in the Chatzar, and he was Misiyam Aliboy not to come back. He's not coming. He didn't come. So he didn't come. So the heter is that the Rishus of the Meirish is bottle. But if he is coming, or he does come, then since he's not Hisim Aliboy, then we see him as Hemshech of the Meirish in the Chatzar. And that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. Magen Avraham is trying to say that the B'didei L'Armina Shisiach Meliboy, and Memela. The fact that he's here not right now doesn't make it a dir b'lei ba'ilim. We could still see that his coming back would make it a dir b'lei ba'ilim, and then the iser mikoyach the rishus of the meirish will still be kayim. So it's not a steer to the Magen Avraham, to any of the Magen Avrahams from before. The Magen Avraham is Sif Katan Dalad when he talks about that if the meirish lived outside the rishus, and then he dies, he says it's hutra hutra. Says, yeah, that's Kopak. The Ran also said like that. If the Rishus of the Meirish itself is Mutter, because he made an Erev, or he never lived there, then Avada the Yerush can't come in Aser when he comes in, because he's only getting as much as the Meirish had. But once, if he's going to come, then there's a Koyach of the Yerush to keep that, to say that the Misa of the Meirish is not mevatel the rishus of the meirish over here. That's the koyach of the yerush, is to see that the rishus of the meirish is still kaim. Not like the Rashba doesn't need that necessarily. The rishus of the meirish could ask of the chotzer. He needs that we see a continuation mikoyach the rishus of the meirish over here. So memela, all those questions that we were saying before, it's not true. It's not the rishus of the. It's not the koyach of the yerush himself. On the one hand, the Ran is saying is that the Meirish, when he dies, it's Balto is Rishus. But that's without a Yerush. With a Yerush, it's not the Pshat as a new Eser, because it was Balto the Misa. The Yerush makes that we don't see the Bittul of the Rishus of the Meirish, and now the Rishus, the Iser and the Chatzar of Mikoyach, the Dira of the Meirish, is still Kaim through the Dira of the Yerushim. Now you could ask still a question, that so why is it Aser? Why is it Mutter till he comes back? If this is true, so then why is it mutter until he comes back? So on that you have to say that l'chora, it's mashma in the Magen Avraham, that there is such a thing, that while he, even if he's not shtelling it avek as a rishus b'lei b'ilim, but if he leaves, it's mutter while he's gone, like if he leaves the middle of Shabbos and comes back. So,
like
what?
Maravan passes like Tizlan and the Rajma. Rather than more like the Rajma.
Oh, well.
Let's say the Bayam himself left, he would still be awesome.
No. The Maravan holds. Who?
Right, you're trying to say this in the Ran also, right?
Okay, I'm saying that could be about that. I'm saying you could say that that's machlokes. What do you mean? The Ran says what?
The Ran is clear that if a person leaves during Shabbos, he's still
also. Okay.
You're saying that Kilu.
I'm saying in the Magen Avraham there is a new heter if the guy leaves. He says Klar, I'm middle of Shabbos, even though it's not Mishana the it's not Chal that the Chotzer is the Chotzer B'lo Bailim, it's still Mutter.
Like she's
a Tyson.
That's
Machlokes
in the
Raj. That point. No, I don't think Machlokes in the Raj, but that's a separate Machlokes. You know what I'm saying? But not everyone that holds like Tyson holds like that. It seems like what is that? I don't know if that has to do with this. I'm saying to make the Hutra, to make that, it has to be Chal that it's called the Dior B'lei Bailam. That's separate shmuz. Okay, I'm getting into that right now. But akupanim like that. So the now if you say like that, so that means that there's that there's really three or four ways how to set up the iser here. One is that it's the koyach of the moirish is still kaim in the chotzer, it's nesra, and the koyach of the moirish is still be'etzem kaim in the chotzer. And that's mahalach number one, like the Rashba. The mahalach is that the misa didn't mevatel the rishus for the moirish, it makes a kilu, he's not dar over there, when he comes, but since it's not hutra, because it was also in the beginning of Shabbos, when he comes back, so he's coming back, he's vital living over there, like the marshal. Then there's the mahalach, the karnayim, maybe I'll pi the svar that we're saying from the in the ran, the karnayim, the ran, pi the svar that we're saying in the magen avram, that really the misa could be is a bittel completely in the rishus of the yarish, in of the mayrish. If there would be no mayrish here, and that would mean a get, it's to give ger and all that, and the rishus of the mayrish is bottled through misa. But the yarish is a way to see that the mayrish is still kaim in the chaser through his being over there. Through his being dar over there, but let's say in that mahalach, if you would leave in middle of Shabbos, right? It wouldn't be mutter. It's only if misa does it, right? Leaving in middle of Shabbos wouldn't do it. That's shims with the Ran. You saying the Ran says that before? Yeah. So I think it would go good in Rashi also, because Rashi over here is mavur that you don't need. Rashi's mavur, I mean, it's a little different connection, Rashi. But Rashi's mavur that l'chayra, there's an isser over here, even if the yerish, Rashi shtel davek a case that the havo miss is mutter. Why is it mutter? It's mutter because there's no yerish. For Tosfos, just say that there's a yerish, it's not here. Why do you have to say there's no yerish? So it would be mashma that Rashi holds that if there's a yerish, it's also even if the yerish doesn't live here. So Kipshuta, one could say that Rashi holds like the Rashba, that there's Nesra. And Mamela, if Rashi holds like the Rashba, it's Nesra. So Mamela, it's Pashut that it doesn't matter if the Yerush comes back. But, first of all, I'll be honest, I did see in the Sefer that in your Sefer, in Minchas Eliyahu over there, that he says that this doesn't show the Rashi Chavon, but he has a little complicated cheshbon. I don't even fully understand it. But it's Mashma over there. He says that Rashi does not Mashma like the Rashi. Okay, I'm not sure exactly why. But the Emet says, I think in the Sugi of Ger is Mashma, that Rashi learned the Sugi of Ger like the Ran, not like the Rashba. I think it's Lashitasam. Means that he doesn't hold like the Rashba, Stamazai, that the Rashi and the Moirish is Kayim, Be'emes. So why wouldn't he need the guy to come back? So there is a Rav Yah. The Rav Yah says that in Oishin Peches, he brings down this sheet of Rashi. The Rashi does not need him to come back. He brings down Mamish this whole Shaila, and he says Shema Ikal Meimar Hasam is because it was if it only if he leaves in the middle of Shabbos, only if he leaves, only someone that's not there, Reb Shimon is only matir if the guy was there and left, because he's sichem midaitoy. But kloimar he's sichem midaitoy. But by a yoyrish, the hasam im hachanami ze a yoyrish lo yisiach midaitoy min achotzer. Umetzape hu liyirushasi hakach afil Reb Shimon moide. The whole time in a toilet has a chadas. Look there. The Pshat and Rashi, why he doesn't need the Yerush to come back, it's not because he holds Nesra. And it's not because he's not passing like Reb Shimon. He holds like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's only matir by a regular case that someone left the chotzer or was not there from the beginning of Shabbos. But this Yerush, since there's no Asiyach Daitoi, so Mimela, this Yerush asers even if he's not in the chotzer.
So,
it's straight up against the discussion. It's even more than the Magen Avraham, because he holds you don't even have to come back. I mean, just being there is what Yisiach Daito. I was saying.
He's using Mitzapa Lirushasso.
Right, so I was saying that Magen Avraham is only if he comes back. He's saying that there's a Svara, that the Yerush himself is a Kiyum of the Chatzar of the Moirish. That if there's no Yerush, Zakdashi, it's bottled or Shos, and that would be when it's bottled. But if there is a Yerush, even if it's not coming back, it's Lo Yisiach Daitos, you don't have Reb Shimon's Heter. So Memela, you don't have it, so it's the Koyach of, you need the Yerush. It's not the Rashba's Nesra, it's a different Svara. It's that you need the Yerush to be here, but the Yerush doesn't have to come back and ask him a Koyach his own Dira. So what's he asking? He's enough here to say, since he was Lo Yisiach Daitos, there's a Dar over here. So even though in the Sugya of Ger, to me, it's be mashma that he holds. Maybe the misa is mevatalit, but is mevatalit. He holds like the kind of aim type of svar. And I mean, it's not sure if Rashi could hold that someone leaves in the middle of Shabbos. Maybe it's different. It's not matir. But misa would be matir beemes beetzem because it's mevatalit. But there's a new svara that the yerush is here to be mamshechet, and even if he doesn't come, because it's beetzem aloy siach daiter. So it's not chal in the chotzer. It's not chal in the chotzer that became a beis dira. So it's not chal the hafka of the rishus of the father through the misa. And since he asserted it when he was there, so it remains. Not because of Nesra. It's because it's a Yerush saying, Lo yisiach daitoi, so we still see the rishus of the Av Kaim here.
So it's like falling on away and having dust come back.
No, because if far goes away, it wouldn't be matter in the first. Oh, you're saying it's like that? Well, okay, fine. You want to bring a mushroom to it. I'm saying, but the point is, how's the Yerush doing that? Because the Yerush is still a keem of that rishus. Okay. Let's go.